Now, I've been playing the While Aways for a while. Have you? I have. I'm very taken with them. The album is called In All Honesty. And we met them. We had the chats. Did not. Did. Seriously. Oh, yeah. And by way of proof, here is that proof. First things first, just to say, you may remember, I said it to you last week, that I got an album called In All Honesty from the While Aways in the other day. And I got into the car, as I do, and headed off home, and I was playing it in the car. And I thought, merciful hour. And what occurred to me was that not only merciful hour, but how the heck did this crowd pass me by for so long? Well, it turned out that they did not pass me by anymore. But they sent me the CD, which is terrific. It's called In All Honesty. It was a Marty Recommends, which Gareth sees them absolutely nothing. But I did it because I love it. And I have Noli, and I have Nori Nana, and I have Nicola with me. Thank you for coming in to say hello.
Delighted to be here. Thanks
it's
for having
lovely.
Us.
It's lovely. Again, I have to say, where the hell have you been? And how did you pass me by? It's weird because it's the sort of music that I just go straight into. And I'm astonished that I didn't get to connect with you at all up to now. So, but you've been together how long? Because people think you're a family. You're not a family. I know this.
No.
No, you're not a family.
Well, kind of. Noli and I are married.
All right. Uh-huh. Well, that's a family. And this is your eldest child, isn't it, over here?
So, sometimes. I sat in the back seat today very straight away now. I had no questions.
but the suggestion was that you were sisters and brother at one stage, people confused. But it isn't. But so you're married and you were all individual singers. Is that right at the beginning? Is that how it all came together?
Yeah, that's right. We were all playing in separate bands.
Right.
But we were all based around Galway. So kind of when we'd be back around Galway, we would do sessions and sing songs and that kind of thing. So we knew each other kind of separately.
Yes, yeah.
And then we just started getting together and sharing music and...
And it clicked.
Here we are. It clicked straight away, yeah.
But you weren't together at the time, the two of you.
No, we knew each other.
Right.
But it was another few years before we...
No, we were.
Okay.
Did you ever get the impression that we're in the way? There's just a kind of a sense that we shouldn't be here.
Oh yeah, okay. By the time we started playing music with Noriana,
yeah.
But we were all doing separate things before.
But the marriage wasn't consolidated.
I understand. In like a flash, I love it. You talked to me about Toss the Bobbin. We played it the other day, and it was just. People loved it. It's a gorgeous song. Where's that come from? Tell me, where's that come from? What's the story with Toss the Bobbin?
We're all based in Headford, and I grew up there.
Right.
And a few years ago now, we were approached and asked to write a song to kind of help spread the word and revive the forgotten story of the lace makers of Headford.
Yes,
so it's a really, it was to me a very captivating story because having grown up there, I never knew about the existence of Headford lace or that hundreds of women sustained themselves and survived starvation and famine through this kind of unique and very artful bobbin lace making. So this is kind of to help retell their story. It was the industry was set up in the 1700s by Mrs. St. George, who was the landlady in the area, and she was really throwing a lifeline to the women of the area in at times of abject poverty when they had nothing else. But somehow over time, it went on for about 200 years, but somehow it being women's history...
Got erased.
Really got erased,
Well, thank God that's not the way now, and we're rediscovering so many important women and industries as well, but individuals as well, who made such a difference. It's a great song. It's a story, but the story is just... And again, I think something else about The While Aways is the way that you share, the way you tell your stories. It's very easy to take on board. It was gorgeous. And I mean, when I listen to it, this is Toss the Bobbin from The While Aways and the album In All Honesty. It's like I'm doing an ad for the album. Have you noticed that?
Keep at it.
Margaret is my name, and I work these hands with pace. The merchants come around, they hardly pay me for my lace. Still I work so carefully for a few pennies at a time.
Is it on vinyl, by the way, or it is?
Yes, it's on vinyl. We're waiting for the delivery.
Oh, it's very good.
Pre-orders.
Because people love the vinyl now.
Yeah.
It's just a whole other thing that people are really excited
it's
about.
Lovely, yeah. Yeah, it's a lovely thing to have.
Isn't it? Yeah. Well, you see, it's like anything. This could have been streamed and that would have been fine. It would have been in our system here in this grant. But because you sent me the CD, I opened the CD and then started to read it when I got home. So you have that other thing going on. Mm. So you find out about you. Or you read the other thing, of course, great, when you have a vinyl album or you have a CD, you can read the lyrics. So you get a sense of what the story really is about, you know, and that's the thing. Actually, it's quite funny. The first track in the album, we're chatting with The While Aways, by the way, In All Honesty is the album. The Milking Parlour Bar, when I got the album and I played it, and I played it again, and I was at home, my daughter called in, and it's the old story, and she's late 20s, and she went, "What's that?" And she has since, you're going to love this, she's downloaded the album, but she's the whole album now herself, but she loved the song. But there's something about that opening track that just hit me. Isn't it? You know, you obviously know, because when you release an album as opposed to somebody going to Spotify and saying, "I like that song," that was a great one to start the album with.
Yeah, track listing is a really important thing
when you're putting
an album together. Yeah, and we kind of pore over that and we decide. And interestingly, this is the first time we've gotten vinyls made.
So, well, there was no demand for...
Yeah, but it was the first time as well for us to have to go side one and side two. So what goes on the top of side two?
And it can only be so long because it's vinyl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you have to cut anything out?
No, I think we just got lucky with the length of how many songs there are on it. Just lucky with the... Isn't that right, Noreen?
Yeah.
With the vinyl, we didn't have to cut anything.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
Just fit.
But there is that thing, isn't there, where you're reading it and trying to figure out what... I just love that.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous song, The Milking Parlour Bar, and here it is.
Rock me now to sleep. Hold me in your arms. I'm so happy I could weep. I'm too weary now for harm. And if I was a bird, I would sing my song for you. From the rafters of this world, all beneath our little roof, beneath our little roof, the milk and parlor bar, beneath a blanket of truth, and a blanket of stars, feel it all rise up again. If we needed proof that we are fortunate, my friends, all beneath our little roof. Sleep here on this hay, where I find myself at home. And then when the morning comes, just as gentle as the dew, I will hold you in my bones. Yeah, I will remember.
I'm chatting with the While Aways. Norianna, it's an astonishing...
Norianna.
Why have you two names? We can make everybody else
that's
have one
my
name.
Brother used to call me when I was five.
But it's kind of Filipino, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
My granny was from Limerick, but she was Nora, and my mum's from the Philippines, so she decided to flip it a bit and
oh, I
put
see.
A kind of a Filipino twang Christ. On it.
Yeah, so it's Noreen...
It's Norianna.
Yeah, but you would think Noreen, but it's Norianna. Yeah. There's no... I'm missing... I've added an N where there isn't one,
yes,
basically.
Yes, exactly.
Lads, you're on a tour as well, I see. Well, it's a tour right through June and into July. Where's the Workman's Club in Dublin?
It's down along the quay there.
Yeah, Wellington Quay, I think. Yeah,
oh,
Wellington
is that
quay.
Where it is?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No, I'm deadly serious because I'd love to come and see you if that's okay. Can I bring my current wife?
Yeah,
is that all right? That's very good.
See, don't forget your daughter.
Yeah, they're the vinyl as well. Mm-hmm. But again, when you go on tour, is it the three of you? Are there more people with you? How do you? What's your live setup? How do you play this? Because in fairness, on the album, there's all. It's a band sound, if you will.
Yeah. So
what do you do in
life? We sometimes do a three piece, but we pack my husband in, who plays drums, and a good friend of ours, Will Merrigan, on double bass and bass.
All right, so you've got a full
piece.
Band sound, which
yeah.
is very important. Yeah. I can't let you go. I want to talk to you about the song, In All Honesty.
Yeah.
Who's that about?
I wrote it for my father for his birthday. Yeah, a good few years ago now, really.
Tell me you never let him down.
Song of mine. Oh, of course
you
not.
You never let him down.
Of course not.
That's a dangerous line to put in a song, I thought to myself.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, we can just try our best, can't we?
Yeah, well, that's
really
all we have.
I mean.
But you wrote it for your dad.
Yeah, there's a...
Is he still with us?
He is,
good.
Yeah, and he's doing great. And... you know, it just tells the story of it. I wrote it for his birthday. It tells the story of his life.
Yeah.
He used to go down to the cinema in Tuam with his cap going, you know, and his
the cowboy
sheriff's badge and all of that, and his pals. And as soon as the Indians came over the hill, they'd jump up in their seats and shoot.
I just think you know, it's a beautifully told story. It's a gorgeous story. And isn't it funny the way a lyric like that can just hit you on the radio? Like, we're here, we've got ads to do, and we've, you know, it's everything here from Puccini to the Wileaways, you know, do a bit of Nick Cave along the way or whatever. And it's funny the way a lyric can just hit you when you're doing stuff here. And I just thought the story was just very special. So hats off to you, because, you know, these things matter. So what's next? Like, you've got this album now. Now we've discovered you. I will be wearing Wileaways t-shirts and everything from now on. When you finish at Clifton in September, like is there a next phase, or are you just happy to be where you are? I mean, are there thought processes about the next move?
We're always thinking about the next move.
Yeah.
So over the summer, we've a run of gigs that takes us up until September, as you said, and then we've the year kind of blocked off in sections. So after that, we'll continue on with another project which started a couple of years ago called Bird on the Wire.
Right, Leonard Cohen.
And we'll give a couple of months to that. We're involved, Leonard Cohen. It's the songs of Leonard Cohen. So we'll be in the Olympia with that, and in the Ulster Hall in Belfast, and we team up with Pauline Scanlon and a full band for that.
The great Pauline Scanlon.
It's a really beautiful show.
Yeah.
So we'll be involved in that for a couple of months, but we have a whole heap of songs on the back burner that kind of got left to the side from this album. So it won't be long till we're ready to release again, and we'll go with the spring tour again. We'll be in England for a bit.
Yeah.
And you have my talk of Denmark as well. And so there's always.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have my address for the next album. Loriana sent it to me. She sent it to me. I depend on her. So listen, well done. Thank you so much for coming in. I'm just blown away by you. I think you're terrific. And just to say, we put the gigs up, and we'll continue to play it. And as the fellow said, it's in our system, which means lots of my colleagues will be playing it too. So I wish you well. I really do. And congratulations on a great album. And thank you so much. Now I'll try and get it again. I know Noli. I know Nicola. Let's do Loriana. Did I do it right?
Hey!
The Wileaways. And this is this great song, the title track, called In All Honesty. Thank you all. That's lovely.
Born in November to a good Catholic mother and a hard-working father in 1949. The emergency lingered at the tips of his fingers, a little town full of football and cowboys and valentines. Two guns in his holster as the posse came over the hill, he'd shoot them down. Little bit older, he'd just drop his shoulder and turn on his heel, and he'd be gone. But here we are now, in all honesty, when I was young, you were the man I wanted to be. From you now, you can take it from me. I will never let you down. Dance halls and show bands, motor cars and holding hands with pretty girls, maybe dreaming of. Two sons and a daughter, in the Atlantic cold water of Letterkenny in the summertime. And here we are now, in all honesty, when I was young, you were the man I wanted to be. From you now, you can take it from me. another year passes, we'll all raise a glass and we'll celebrate with a song or two. Time goes on turning, keep the warm fires burning. If you need a friend, I'll try to be here. Young, you were the man I wanted to be. I learned it from you, now you can take it from me. I will never let you down. I will never.